Welcome, everybody, to the Confluence Podcast, episode number 7, the Market Rate Survey, Understanding the How, Why, What, and When. I remember being a provider for a long, long time and filling these surveys out and thinking, why am I doing this? You know, this is, I know it's important information, but what the heck do we use this for? So I think today this topic will be a really good one for providers to hear and understand why these market rate surveys exist. So I'm joined by two very incredible people. First being Phil from Penn State University. And Phil, I'm going to have you introduce yourself with your full name and your title and any information you want to share with our audience. Welcome today.
Well, thank you, Ruby. It's great to be here. My name is Phil Serenides. I am a research professor at Penn State Harrisburg, where I also serve as director of the Institute of State and Regional Affairs. I'm very fortunate to be able to collaborate closely with different state agencies, including OCDEL, to translate research into policy and to strengthen data-driven decision-making for children and families.
Great. Welcome, Phil, again. And Louisa, returning guest, please state who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing, Louisa.
Thanks, Ruby. This is Louisa Oliva-Wolf, and I'm the Director of the Bureau of Early Learning Policy and Professional Development for the Office of Child Development and Early Learning, affectionately known as OCDEL, and a colleague to the great Ruby Martin.
I say that about you all the time. That's not fair. So I want to preface a little bit by saying that licensed childcare providers really help to shape the future of childcare funding and policy decisions in Pennsylvania. We are very provider-centric nowadays, and we really care about what people are doing out in the field. So information about your private pay tuition rates is vital. OCDEL strongly encourages you to participate in the 2025 Child Care Market Rate Survey, and that is opening soon, I believe September 8th, but we'll get more information about that. So by sharing your tuition information, you're contributing to more accurate data that directly influences child care policies, subsidy policies, and funding decisions. So your voice matters, so we want to make sure that it's heard. We'll be including a link to the page where the survey will be available on the podcast page. So keep an eye out on that. We'll also put information about when the deadline for that survey ends. So I'm going to kick it to Louisa now and let her just kind of give us a little background about why, where this market rate survey and what the little history of the market rate survey is.
Thanks, Ruby. Yeah, so as a former director, I also was wondering more information when I had to complete this survey, right? And I think it's so crucial for folks to have the information that they need in order to understand where this information goes and what it feeds. So every 3 years, Pennsylvania is required to conduct a market rate survey as part of our commitment to the Child Care Development Block Grant, CCDBG, which is our main source of federal funding to support families across the Commonwealth to access CCW or Child Care Works for subsidy. The survey collects data on what child care providers across the state are charging families for early care and education. Whether you're in Philly, Erie, Allentown, or a small rural town across the Commonwealth, this information is really important to us. It breaks down the rates by provider type, age, group, location, and we use this information to help set the subsidy rates for CCW, basically how much the state will pay providers on behalf of families who qualify for child care assistance. And it's important for providers to fill this out regardless if they accept CCW or they don't, because having accurate, up-to-date information allows us to adjust our subsidy rates to better match those rates of private pay families. This allows families across the Commonwealth who use CCW to access higher quality providers, and it also incentivizes providers to participate in CCW. In other words, it's all about choice and equity. Every parent deserves the ability to choose a safe, nurturing, high-quality environment for their child, regardless of income. And each child has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive in a setting that prepares them for success. This data helps our office target resources like grants or quality improvement initiatives to the areas and providers where we need them the most. Completing the survey is really more than just checking a box. It's a tool. It's a tool to support families. It's a tool to support providers. And it's a tool to support our office. So with our partners at ISRA, this year's survey is being administered in partnership with the Institute of State and Regional Affairs at Penn State Harrisburg. That's why Phil's here. And all licensed childcare providers in Pennsylvania that charge private paid tuition rates are encouraged to participate and complete the survey by December 8th, 2025. We will use the information to evaluate future childcare related programming and policy decisions, and this accurate data is super essential. As a thank you for participating in our market rate survey, all those who respond will be entered in a raffle to win one of $100 gift cards from Amazon. And providers can actually triple their chances of winning if they complete the survey early.
Great. So who completes the survey exactly? Phil, can you speak to that?
Yes, thank you. So the survey should be completed by someone who really knows the program. Usually that's the director or owner or another person who's familiar with the tuition, the fees, enrollment, staffing, and day-to-day operations. So there are a few different ways you can complete it. One is online. So we will have a link that probably is in the podcast notes and will be on our website, Auctel's website. Just follow the link and enter your program MPI number to get started. For providers that have not completed it online, after a few weeks, by mid-September, a paper copy will be mailed to you, and you can return it in a prepaid envelope, or you can scan it and email it or request a PDF version. So we'll have a lot of paper options for those folks that would rather not enter their information on a computer screen. And if online or paper doesn't work for you, then you can get in touch, leave a voicemail or email, and a member of our team will schedule a time to talk and complete the survey with you. I think I should also mention there are some providers who have multiple locations, so multiple program sites. And if your organization has multiple program sites, each location will need its own survey, but we recognize one person might actually be filling them out for several sites. And so if that's the case, it is important to answer questions separately for each program. For example, you know, providing enrollment numbers for single locations only, not combining across sites. But for those completing surveys for several locations, we want to help figure out the simplest way to do that. And so you also can reach out by phone or email, get in touch with us, and so we can make that as easy as possible. We really do appreciate all the time it takes to participate, hopefully not too long, but we do value your time. And going back to a comment that Louisa made, this is done only every 3 years. Which is one of the reasons why it's very important that we get a good, comprehensive, accurate picture. It's not an annual survey, although it used to be in Pennsylvania. It's only required every 3 years, and we really hope to get a high response for this 2025 market rate survey.
Great. And I just want to reiterate just two quick things. Phil had mentioned that you could send your surveys back via paper or email. And I just want to say that email address is childcareresearch@psu.edu. So that's psu.edu. And the phone number that Phil referenced is 866-982-6433. And we can put that in the podcast notes as well.
Thanks, Ruby. Yeah.
No problem. So talk to me, Louisa, if you will, about who is administering the survey and a little more information about that.
Yeah, so our survey is being administered by the Institute of State and Regional Affairs at Penn State University, Penn State Harrisburg. And Phil and his team have done an exceptional job at really thinking about how to make this process easier, more supportive for providers. You heard him say how many ways you can submit this survey back. So we're really trying to make it intuitive, make it simple for providers. And our team at Auctel has worked really hard with the Penn State team to assure that the questions make sense, that the way that the charts are formatted make a lot of sense. So I think that this survey will be pretty simple for providers to complete once they access it. And we hope that that feedback is heard throughout the provider community.
Awesome. So I know that we talked about the data, you know, we want this for data, but what are some of the other purposes of the market rate survey? Like why, let's dive a little deeper into that. Phil?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. The market rate survey this year will be combined with a narrow cost study. And so the goal of having both studies is to bring the information together, not only about what families pay for full tuition, but also to understand from a provider perspective what the true cost and value of childcare is. So it's helpful to have both of these studies occurring at the same time to be able to get the information that will inform subsidy rate setting and other important policy, but also to understand where there may be some opportunities to include cost modeling where that may also support strong decision making and public investment as well. These types of data have been useful in Pennsylvania in the past. One example I can think of is during the pandemic recovery period, states were provided with some federal funding that could be used to help stabilize the childcare market during that period where many were closed or enrollments were low. And so data like the market rate survey and the narrow cost study are exactly the data that were used by Okdel then to put together some grants that would be available to providers and help keep them open through that period. So that's one example of how this type of data, while required by the federal government for the Child Care Development Block Grant Program, is also very useful for state decision making.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing those additional examples, really help people understand the why. So what impact have previous market rate surveys had? Louisa, if you could share that.
So Phil shared, you know, our surveys are done every 3 years. Pennsylvania's most recent market rate survey was conducted in 2022. The results from that survey were used to update MCAA rates for subsidy to the 60th percentile on March 1st, 2023, and then again to raise the MCAA rates to the 75th percentile, which just happened on January 1st of this year. If you are interested in understanding what those reports are, they are available publicly online, and you can check out the market rate survey results from 2022.
That's great. And we'll put that link in the podcast notes as well. Thank you, Louisa. People always want to make sure that these kind of things are benefiting them in the long run. And obviously, if it's, you know, paying them back more money, then that's amazing. What questions are on the market rate survey? What kind of things should people prepare to answer?
The market rate survey has certainly questions about the private pay tuition rates. And for providers filling it out, they will see they have the option to enter their tuition rates however they set them. It may be daily, weekly, monthly, or some other scheduling plan for how those rates are set. We want this to be accurate and easy and not require a calculator for a provider to enter this information. In addition, there are a few other questions about key facility information, such as enrollment, staffing, and operations. Those questions are very similar to the ones that were asked on the 2022 market rate survey, and we've looked to see where we can actually streamline and simplify it even more. So there are a few facility operation questions as well that are included.
Super. Thank you, Phil. So which programs are eligible to complete the market rate survey? Is it for all licensed childcare providers?
All.
Tell us the deets.
All licensed childcare programs in Pennsylvania that charge a private pay tuition rate are eligible for and encouraged to participate. So this would also include any licensed childcare program that may not be participating in the child care work subsidy system, they're still eligible and encouraged to fill out the survey. Programs that would not charge any private pay tuition rates, such as those that might be exclusively Head Start or PA Pre-K counts, they are not eligible for the survey. So if your program is not eligible and you received a survey invitation, you can send an email to us that includes your MPI program number. You can notify us to be removed from any future contact about the survey. And when you begin the survey and enter your MPI number, that will also be an opportunity to let us know if this is a survey that is not applicable to your particular program.
Louisa, will the market rate survey responses be imported into Pelican or any other data system?
Survey responses from the market rate survey will only be used for the purposes of that survey and will not be imported into Pelican or any other systems. This is a change from the 2022 market rate survey, so it's really important that we share that with the provider community. However, we recommend that providers update their private pay rates in Pelican using provider self-service or by contacting their local ELRC. The responses collected on the market rate survey are only going to be used for the purposes of this survey and the data needs that Phil and I talked about earlier in this podcast.
Great. This question is also for Louisa. Can I complete the market rate survey in Spanish if that's my preference?
Yes, Ruby, it is available in Spanish. For our Spanish-speaking providers, here's a little tip. Si usted quiere completar la encuesta por internet en español, ingrese el número MPI de su programa y luego seleccione español cuando el sistema le dé la oportunidad de elegir su idioma. Todas las preguntas de la encuesta estarán en español. Si prefiere completar la encuesta en papel, se le enviaría una copia en español a todos los programas participando en CCW que hayan identificado el español como su idioma preferido para comunicaciones. Si no lo recibe automáticamente, puede solicitar una copia en español. Solo envíe un correo electrónico a childcareresearch@psu.edu o deje un mensaje de voz gratuito al 866-982-6433. Incluya su nombre, el nombre de su programa y el número de MPI.
Thank you, Lisa. I love hearing that we have this accessibility. So there will be additional questions as hard as we worked in during this podcast to make sure that we answered them all. Who should we contact? Providers, who should we contact if they have additional questions?
Yes, any questions, we encourage you to reach out, contact us at Penn State Harrisburg by emailing. Again, it's childcareresearch@psu.edu. No spaces, one word, childcareresearch@psu.edu. Or you can give us a call, a toll-free voicemail at 866-982-6433. It would be helpful in your email or voicemail to just let us know who you are, your MPI number. And we will reach out and be in touch with you as soon as possible, typically 1 or 2 business days. Also, support is available in Spanish, so we are happy to also, receive any of your questions and assist in any way we can. Another way that you can get in touch with us is if you happen to be attending the upcoming summit. And we're excited that we can be there with a table and also a session where we will have more of this information available. I will be there and so will you, Louisa, correct?
Yeah, and so will Ruby. You can come see all of us.
Yes.
Y ustedes tienen preguntas para las personas que hablan en español. Hay ayuda disponible por Penn State que pueden comunicarse con el número 866-982-6433. Si tiene alguna pregunta sobre la encuesta.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you for coming today to the Confluence podcast. I'm happy to have given an entire episode to the market rate survey. I know how important this data is to kind of help Okta with the work that we do and help providers in the long run. So Pennsylvania is stronger because of this information that we're gathering. And I really appreciate Phil and the work that you do as a partner for us. And of course, Louisa as our as a bureau sister, I'm really proud to have you here again as a special guest. So we're wrapping up episode 7 of the Confluence podcast. Again, we will put some notes in with the podcast so that you can reach out if you have additional questions. And we will see you with the next topic on episode 8. Take care, everybody. Have a good day.